Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Radio IBC. This is Rachna Nitesh and it's time for Global News. India will soon get its second longest expressway. The new Ganga Expressway will run across the breadth of the state of Uttar Pradesh and will connect some major cities in the state. It will be approximately 594 kilometers long. Once the expressway is made operational, the travel time between Delhi and Prayagraj is expected to be cut short from the current 10 to 11 hours to just 6 to 7 hours. Ladakh has signed an MOU with Sikkim State Organic Certification Agency to turn the UT into an organic entity. A tripartite MOU has been signed between Ladakh and SSOCA regarding the implementation of Paramparagat Krishi Vikas Yojana and Mission Organic Development Initiative. Adani Airport Holdings Limited has taken over the management control of Mumbai International Airport Limited from the GVK Group. MIAL is India's second busiest airport by both passenger and cargo traffic. With 8 airports in its management and developed portfolio, AHL is now India's largest airport infrastructure company, accounting for 25% of airport footfalls. The Haryana government has differed from its earlier decision to hold Khelo India Youth Games 2021 in November and December. It was now decided to organize the sports show in February 2022. The government has also announced that BRICS Games 2021 will be organized during Khelo India. The BRICS countries include Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa. Deepak Kabra has become the first Indian to be selected for judging the gymnastics competition of the Tokyo Olympic Games. Kabra will be seen officiating the men's artistic gymnastic at the Tokyo Games. The 2010 Commonwealth Games in India was his first international assignment and he went on to become the first Indian judge to officiate in 2014 Asian Games and Youth Olympics. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has become the country's prime minister for the fifth time. President Bidya Devi Bhandari appointed him in accordance with Article 76(5) of the Constitution. The Badminton World Federation has confirmed that India has been awarded the hosting rights of the BWF World Championship in 2026. Suzhou, China will stage the BWF Sudirman Cup Finals 2023. Suzhou was due to host the championship in 2021, but with BWF unable to stage any tournaments in China for 2021, the event was switched to Vantaa in Finland. The Uttar Pradesh government has announced to give rupees 10 lakh each to all those participating in Tokyo Olympics. A total of 10 players from UP will go to Tokyo to participate in various events. The state government will give rupees 6 crore to the sportsperson who will win gold medal, 4 crore to the silver medalist and 2 crore to the player who bring bronze medal in the Olympic Games. This is all for Global News today. You keep listening Radio IBC and keep watching IBC 24.